In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Come on, Pneumatech, sing.
Must be honored.
Jesus, Jesus, must be honored
in my life.
For the last time, say to him, Jesus, lift your hands and declare it to him. In all that you do. In my life today,
Jesus must be honored in my life. Yeah.
Open your mouth and honor him with your worship. Honor him with your words. Do I have worshipers here? Forget about what is around you. Open your mouth, close your eyes. Lift your voice and honor your God. Honor your Father. Tell him what he means to you. Describe his value to you. Open your mouth and bless him. You are the air that we breathe. You are our source. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We honor you, we bless you, we magnify you. Our souls rejoice in you. Our lives are the expressions of your mercy. We live to worship you, we live to serve you. And Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, yeah. Akabaya lakata. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Even in this place, Jesus is honored. Yes, he's honored. Yes, he's honored. In this place, Jesus is honored. In this place, even today, in my life today, I see what you're doing one more time. I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise. And glory be to God in the highest. Would you close your eyes, lift your hands and sing with me?
Be to God in the
look at your life and out of all that he has done, lift up your worship and sing it to him. God, glory. worshiping
for His mercy.
I can't hear you. Lift your voices.
Amen.
Say glory be to God. Lift your hands and worship Him. Amen. For His mercy.
For His mercy. And your breath forever.
Amen. For His mercy,
for His mercy,
yeah, in your life and in all that you do. Sing it one more time. Yeah. We love your Jesus and we worship your grace. Open up your mouth and say, one more time. Glory be to God, glory. Come on, sing it like you mean. Glory be to God. Just now, listen. I heard the Lord just whisper to me while we were singing this song, and we'll sing it again. The Lord has answered somebody's prayer, and the answer to your prayer is a job. The way you are saying the amen is as if you don't know who is talking. That's still not enough. Do you believe it at all? We're going to sing that song again. Listen, that's why participate in every portion of the service. Let's not get mechanic. You don't know what God is doing at every point of the service. When you sing about the mercies of God, you are singing first from an understanding of all He has done in your life. There is no one, hear me, there is no one in this life, nobody can open their mouth and say that there are not events in their life that testify that God showed them mercy. Even if they don't believe in God, there are events they know that didn't come by how smart they are. There are things they can't explain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Forget about what you are expecting. Think about what He has done. Sometimes the miracles that God has wrought in our lives may be in greater capacity than what we are even expecting. You may be trusting God for one thing or the other. How about thanking Him for sparing your life? Many of you have fallen into sicknesses that were supposed to take your life if you had the understanding of the plan of the enemy. It's somebody that is alive that can have a job, that can have a family, and all of the material things that we are so beclouded about. But when you sing this song, sing because you understand the faithfulness of God in your life. Sing because you love Him for who He is to you. And sing because you know that God is merciful. And sing because you are singing into what He's about to do for you. Because the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. So when we sing, glory be to God in the highest for his mercies, it's not just because of what he has done, but it's an announcement to what he is about to do, what his mercy is about to orchestrate for you. Somebody will sing this song and God will spare you from death next week. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it were not for the mercies of God. Can I share a testimony with you before we pray? How many of you remember Power Service? Listen, our doctors are here. Do you know that days before Power Service, I was bedridden? I was sick. In fact, the sickness was so bad that it started on Wednesday, and the first time I could eat something and swallow it was on Friday. Food and water. Of course, this kind of news will not get to you at that time. Your faith will just die. When you saw me standing here that Sunday, the doctor had to come by 11 a.m. to be sure if I can come to the service. I know if left for them, you know, you can't do it because of what they saw. Friday night, I was shaking on the bed. Experiences I never had in 4 years. I hear people say I'm sick of malaria. I don't fall sick like that. And what was more confusing was when they took my blood for test, the malaria was scarce. In fact, because they didn't find anything, the doctor who was running this thing and the lab technician started quarreling. Because how can you explain? There's nothing. We are not finding anything. But this guy is down. Didn't tell anybody. Much later, I realized that the plan was of the enemy. I don't know what his plan was. But if the plan is to take my life, it cannot happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are things that the devil should not waste his time planning. They have been sealed and written. So, I don't know about you, but out of many things, when I'm singing that song, it's because of the many times I know God has spared my life. It's not easy to carry this kind of mantle and this kind of grace and not be a target. You are an object of discussion in covens. You see all the deliverance that happens here. You see all the testimonies that happens here. Do you know the demons supervising the demonic things, the negative things in the life of people? And then you come and hear testimonies. When you hear some kind of testimonies here, it's because the demonic network in charge of that stronghold has been broken. I hope you know they will look for the person in charge of that. But the Bible says, the Lord has chastened me, Saul, but has not given me unto death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I thank God because I'm alive today. Shame on the devil. So we'll sing that song one more time. Now sing it from an understanding. Are you hearing me? That's not the first time I'm experiencing that. I remember 2 years or 3 years ago, we're coming back from Jos. I went to rest a little and we're coming back. We stopped at Damaturu on Saturday. On Sunday, we were driving back to Maiduguri. One of my sons, he brought his car, a good car, to drive us. As we were coming out of Damaturu, I just felt like where I was sitting was wet. So we stopped and checked it. The place was already smelling fuel. When we raised the seat up, that was when I discovered that's where the fuel pump is. The whole place was filled up with fuel. So what was the plan of the enemy? Burn him and roast him there. And that Sunday, we were to start a teaching on spiritual warfare. Many of you didn't know. And it was in compassion. I came and preached it. If for nothing, thank God for how many times the devil has been frustrated about you. And if for nothing, thank God because you don't know what is about to happen for you and where God is about to take you to. Can we sing that song one more time and sing it in death, in worship and in honor and reverence to God? Lift your hands and we are going to sing it. Sing it on behalf of yourself, your family, this house, and thank him because of all that we have seen him do. Only when we get to heaven that we will see the full weight of the power of God at work. There are things that cannot be shared that God has supervised to happen in and for us. And so lift your hands and your voice as we are going to worship him tonight.
Oh, for
his mercies endure. We serve a merciful God,
for his mercies.
Just the voices. Glory be to God. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Sing it like you mean it.
Glory hey.
In the highest.
Amen.
For his mercy.
For his mercy.
Your
breath.
For his mercy. Glory. Sing it one more time,
glory.
Glory be to God. It's your God. For his mercy. His mercy,
for his mercy,
now in 2 minutes, open your mouth, close your eyes, and bless the Lord. Open your mouth, release your worship to him. You can wave your hands if you want to. Bless him in the spirit. Bless him in other tongues. Bless him in your understanding. Take the posture that suits you and worship him. You want to kneel before him. You want to lie before him. Just reverence him for 2 minutes. Worship your maker. Honor him. Bless his name. Hanamakasi Yamai. Lord, you are the air that I breathe. In you I live and move and have my being. I am nothing without you. You are my strength. You are my shield. You are my support. You are my ayakalabaka rosso proto. Come on, worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Magnify him. Glorify him. Hey, akabayada. Elemosatayabayanadabaya. Keep giving him praise. Come on. For his doings in our life and in our midst. For who he is to us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. To receive glory, honor, and power. Ekeba. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasures they are welcome. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. The Bible says, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. In everything by prayer and supplication. Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We're going to take a few minutes to pray tonight before we hear God's word. Are you ready? Jude chapter 1 verse 24. The first prayer point tonight. This is a preservative prayer point. And you want to pray it sincerely and passionately over your life and over all that God has entrusted into your hands. Jude chapter 1 verse 24. Not Judges, please. Jude chapter 1 verses 24. It says, now unto him. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Give us in King James translation. It says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You are going to pray and say, Lord, I receive the grace not to fall. To fall, it means many things. It can mean falling into temptation because you become weak by the flesh. It can also mean falling from a place of success. It can mean the plan of the enemy to cripple whatever God has entrusted into your hands. It can mean that you don't end the year the way God wants you to end it. You don't end the year from glory to glory as you should keep rising. But the Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Lord, I receive the grace not to fall. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Regardless of the wishes of the enemy, regardless of the wishes of negative people around you, in your Christian journey, in your Christian experience, in your spiritual life, in your career, in business, in all that God has entrusted into your hands, in ministry, I receive the grace not to fall. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the grace to always remain standing. I receive the grace to always remain standing. The grace not to fall, not to falter, not to stumble. I shall not stumble. I shall not fall in this season. In your academics, you will not fall. You will not fall from the height where God has lifted you to. You will not fall from where God has risen you to. You will not fall from the pinnacle of success. The very place that God has enthroned you, you will not come down. You will not fall. Regardless of the plans of the enemy, regardless of satanic attacks, I receive the grace not to fall. I receive the grace not to fall. Obtain that grace by prayer. I receive grace. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. Two or three more prayers before we are seated. These prayers are positively affecting and shaping your life and destiny, and installing the things that God intends. That's why you came. There are things that God wants to complete. And that's why we engage in the place of prayer when we gather like this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16, King James translation. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all By all means. That means if God needs to kill somebody to give you peace, he will kill the person. That means if some wicked people need to go for you to have peace, they will go. That means if some demons need to be arrested and chained and sent to hell for you to have peace, so it will be done. He said God will give you peace always and by all. Open your mouth and turn that scripture to prayer. Insist on the peace of God in your life. Insist on the peace of God. The Bible says he has appointed peace for us. Isaiah 26 verse 12. He has appointed peace for us. He said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Lord, I insist to live in peace. I receive the peace that you have appointed for my life in this season. Peace all round. Peace always. Peace by all means. Open your mouth and pray. Emprateke boko sikapa. Rakapala katelege barakasaya baha. Shaparata leprakoske telebraha. Over your family, peace. Peace. Peace over every storm. Peace over every chaos. Peace in the midst of difficulty. I receive the peace of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 to 7. Now, I don't know why the last two Sundays, yes, last week and today, God is moving me that we should pray these prayers. But just follow me, okay? It says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established, and believe his prophets. Amen? I don't know why we are praying like this. This is the second Sunday, but please just follow. And make sure you pray passionately until you know that your life is implicated. We'll pick two prayer points from here. Put it up for us. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense. Can you give us New King James now? So they can understand. New King James. You are going to pray a judgmental prayer day. How many of you believe in judgment? You must believe, oh. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Somebody say, but Apostle, I don't really think I'm being troubled. That you are stagnant may be a sign that you are troubled. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, that things are not working the way they should work in your family may mean that somebody, one spirit, one individual is troubling you. Put up the scripture for us again. It says, since it is a righteous thing, so God considers it righteous to repay with tribulation. That's why he said, when they slap you on one cheek, you turn the other cheek. You know why? Because he's the one that will give the main slap. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh no, God is wise. That God tells you turn the other cheek for them doesn't mean he'll just keep slapping you like that. No. You are not in a slap competition. You know there's a spot like that. Where the power slap. How many of you have watched that spot? They can slap somebody and the spirit will leave him. Are you hearing me? God himself said, vengeance is mine and I will repay. There are some debts in your family that was not ordinary. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, fulfill this scripture in my life, in this season. Let anyone that troubles me be repaid with tribulation. Anyone that has troubled me, anyone that has troubled my family, anyone that has troubled my health, anyone that has troubled my business, anyone that has troubled my career, hey, whether they are spirit or human, let them be repaid with tribulation. Let them be repaid with tribulation.
Repay them with tribulation. Whether they are witches or wizards, whether they are necromancers, enchanters, enchantress. Hey! Repay them with tribulation. Repay with tribulation. Those that trouble me, those that trouble my household. Pray. Hey! Repay with tribulation. Atalabaya lama seke. Rokobos kaprata laba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me make a prophetic decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, we have about 73 days to end the year. 72 or 73 days to end the year. I release the sword of the Lord's judgment. I release thunder and fire from the throne room. I invoke the judgment and the vengeance of God. Anyone, man or spirit that has troubled you, troubled your health, troubled your finances, troubled your family, responsible for your pain at any time, before this year is over, may they be repaid with tribulation. If they are human beings, they will not see the end of this year. I invoke divine judgment upon them. I invoke divine vengeance upon them. I invoke divine vengeance upon them. In the name of Jesus. Finally, Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12. You know what I've just done? I've issued something in the atmosphere. It doesn't matter how they try to run or block it. That sword will keep looking for them. Are you hearing me? Even if it's 31st December, anybody responsible for your pain, responsible for your sadness at any time, when it happened that time, God didn't do anything. Doesn't mean that God has forgotten it. And God sent me as a prophet tonight to declare that before this year is over, may the sword of the Lord's judgment cut them down. Cut them down. Cut them down. And I declare that they will never rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know that song that they sang, Jugula Jugula. It will happen, oh, by the hand of the Spirit of God. Finally, Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12. I want you to find one neighbor. We are going to agree. That's the reason why we are praying this scripture this season. He said, are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not. Come on, somebody shout, I shall not die. Shout, we shall not die. You are going to pray against death. Hear me? This week, you know, I told you to pray last week against death, even at the miracle service. This week, one of our sisters sent me an email. I don't know if she's here. You know, confirming that prayer was real. She lost somebody in her family. Amen. Sometimes you need to pray some prayers very well so that you are sure that it is done. Are you hearing me? So we are going to pray against death. Any sentence of death issued against anyone. Do you know that a demonic coven, the coven of witches, is like a court? You know, the devil, for him to be powerful, He's making his kingdom look like the kingdom of God. He's copying everything he saw with God. All right? In the where the throne of God is like a court. Are you hearing me? The 24 elders are there, angels are there. That's where they issue decrees over destinies, over families and all of, over nations. Are you hearing me? That is how a witchcraft coven is. When they fly and they gather, they'll begin to talk. Oh, bring this file about this person. In fact, there are research facilities. There are research facilities in the realm of the spirit. Satanic research facilities. There are demonic spirits. Their own job is to research. Witches can summon them and ask them to research about you. Then they'll bring the file. Oh, this person, this. What can we do? It's going to become a threat. Let's issue a sentence of death. But we are going to stand in the court of heaven and revoke every sentence on death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of these things you hear me share is by revelation. God takes me in the spirit and I see it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There are decrees of death. There are times where a spirit can be summoned, blood thirsty spirit, and say, visit this family. And they have your name on their list. Because your name is on their list, nobody on that list will die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are going to come against the spirit of death. Hear me. If it's a spirit that was invoked against you, send it back to hell and declare that it will not come again. If it is a human being, a witch somewhere looking for blood and it's your blood, they will drink their own blood. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 26, it says, I will cause them to be fed with their own flesh and drunk with their own blood. The way God talks sometimes, it makes me wonder. Open your mouth and come against death. 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 Psalm 68 verse 20. It says, unto God the Lord belongs escapes from death. Come against them. Come against them. Come against them. Come against them. By your blood, you crushed principality. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, say Jesus, Jesus. Open your mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth and give him praise. So namana mayana na de, ene wona grande le belanza ma. Yeah. You reign. In Jesus' name. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasures they are all. Thou art worthy, Lord.
Thou art worthy,
O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Program your way to victory, or programming your way to victory. Something will be stirred up in your heart tonight. I want to share with you an open secret to living a victorious life. God gave us the word at the beginning of this year that this is our year of victory. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus." 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, "He that is born of God overcomes the world." Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. He says, "And this is the victory of them that overcomes, even our faith." God gave us that word that this is our year of victory. And it is important that you experience this victory in every aspect of your life. What does it mean to be victorious? It means to be above, to be in dominion over situations, to be a conqueror, to establish a level of conquest in all that concerns you. And just before we end this year, God wants us to go back again to what He told us, so that we can enforce it again in our lives. Because until every aspect of your life experiences the victory that God promises you from His word, you can't completely say that you are victorious. Yes, it is our heritage. Victory is our heritage in Christ Jesus. But God wants you to go beyond just having it as your heritage to having an experiential manifestation of that which has been declared towards you. That you will not live a life of defeat. That you will not live a beggarly and a miserable life is God's desire concerning you. It is because of this, that's why even when I fell sick that time, mentally I was stable. Because I know that thanks be to God who gives us the victory. When you know this, in the midst of any situation you go through, your eyes will be casted on the end, because you know you will come out of it. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says, "But thanks be to God who always makes us to triumph in all things." After tonight, somebody will walk out of here triumphant in every aspect of their life. Your amen needs to be alive. You will walk out of here triumphant in every aspect of your life. You will secure that victory in every part of your endeavor. In Jesus' name we pray. Programming your way to victory. Psalms 149 verse 5 to 9. It's not a long teaching. This is part 1. We're going to have part 2 after the women's conference. Psalms 149 and verse 5 to 9. Please help me so we can be very fast, because I want us to take time to pray. It says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds." It says, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth." And a what? If you read King James, you will say a double-edged. That means a sword that is sharp on both sides. It can cut like this and like this. Anyhow you swing it, it will cut somebody. Anyhow you swing it, head will roll. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, a knife does not have two edges. Only one edge of a knife is sharp. That's why sometimes in the realm of the spirit, if you have a dream, no, I shouldn't enter there. Let's continue. Should I say that? Sometimes if you have a dream and you see a knife, it may mean sacrifice. But if you see a sword, it means judgment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It means judgment, or it means authority. Especially if God is giving you a sword, can mean authority. All right? But if you see a knife, it means sacrifice. So perhaps that season God will demand something from you or something. Well, that's just an aside because you came. Let's continue. Let the high praises of God be upon their lips and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people. Somebody say punishments. Let's continue. Verse 9, it says, to declare, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Then verse 9, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. The Bible says to execute on them the written judgment. The written judgment is all that God has secured for us by reason of the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. And you sum it together to mean the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. When Jesus died, he defeated sin. When he was raised from the dead, he defeated death. When he ascended into heaven, he defeated principalities and powers. In fact, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 that you are complete in him who is the head over principalities and powers. That means wherever your manipulation is coming from, if you are conscious of the fact that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, you begin to legislate from there. You fight your warfare, your battles from there. From where you are head above principalities and powers. That means there is no power in heaven, on earth, under the earth, or in hell that can withstand the authority that God has given to you as a child of God. You believe it? Say amen. Amen. Now it is with that consciousness that you can see consistent victories in your life to execute upon them the written judgment, because it has been written, it has been concluded. And so we are simply executing that which is our heritage, which is captured in the word of God. In Psalms 2 and verse 7, when something is written in the realm of the spirit, it has become a decree. Somebody shout decree. If something is written and sealed by an authority, or by a spirit that has authority, that thing becomes a decree. Psalms 2 and verse 7. Keep the scripture. It says, I will declare the decree. Keep the scripture for me, please. If a king says something, it is written into law. It becomes a decree, isn't it? In our democratic society, a bill can be passed in the National Assembly, and after first, second, and third reading, they pass it, they sign it into law. It becomes a decree. And everybody within the Federal Republic of Nigeria, all citizens, are binded by that law. Are you seeing how powerful a decree is? Now, when God has spoken something concerning you, and it is written and captured in his word, it has become a decree. In fact, even if it is that God said it, it has become a decree. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, don't go there. It says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Meaning that when God makes a decree, the power of his throne is released to back up the manifestation of that decree. I want to ask you, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning of time till now, has there been any power that rose to challenge God and succeeded? So if God decrees a thing concerning you, it's as good as... Now, the psalmist says, I will declare what? Meaning, I will declare what has been said concerning me. What has been written concerning me. What has been signed concerning me. What has been written concerning you. Your victory in Christ. What has been written concerning you? Your prosperity and living in abundance. Forget about what you are going through. It is in your heritage to prosper. To do well all round. Because when we say prosperity, it's not just money. No. To prosper means to do well all round. That is the heritage of the believer. In fact, in Psalms 35, the Bible says in verse 27 thereabout, that he delights or he rejoices in the prosperity of his servants. What has been written concerning you, the favor of God is upon you, that you are highly favored. Everything good that God designed for you to enjoy your being in Christ Jesus has been issued as a decree. It is left for you to stand up and enforce the decree. But you can only enforce what you know. You can't enforce what you don't know. That's the reason why police can arrest somebody and take them to the station. Police may infringe on your right if you don't know the constitution. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. And much later when they realize that you are not at fault or your rights have been infringed, they will now release you. But you would have spent one or two nights in the police cell. I don't know how the prison is in America or in UAE, but police cell in Nigeria, which I've never entered and will never enter. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I heard that there's mosquito there. Amen. So you need to know what is decreed concerning you. And you need to know the system in the kingdom for enforcing it. Otherwise, the devil and his demons, figuratively, as policemen, can trample on your right, can infringe on your right, can bully you and oppress you. But that's why we are starting this series. I want to show you what you will be armed with to program your way unto victory. And for the rest of your life, you will live in such a level of assurance, confidence, and conviction to know that regardless of what you go through, you will come out more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus Christ. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says that the book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night. It says that you will observe to do what is according to what is written in it. It says, for then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That means you have a part to play to ensuring that you enforce and you live in the victory that has been designed for you in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. I want you to take note of the four things before we pray. Number one, we have been called to a life of victory and dominion in Christ on earth. We have been called to a life of victory and dominion in Christ on earth. We have been called to a life of victory and dominion in Christ on earth. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17b talks about the abundance of grace that we have received and of the gift of righteousness with which we will reign in life through Jesus Christ. That's why we were saved, to reign in life. Remember in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, it says that he has made us unto our gods kings and priests. This is the foundation of our redemption in Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus died. It's more than just to cleanse you or redeem you from sin. No. That through his death and resurrection, God has made you a king and a priest, that you will rule and reign on the earth. That means the quality of your life should be likened to that of a king. A king from a kingdom that is superior, beyond and above the kingdoms of this world. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. I said we have been called to a life of victory and dominion in Christ on earth. 1 Corinthians 15:57, I quoted it. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. Who gives us the victory? Who gives us the victory? Who gives us the victory? I've been called to a life of victory and dominion. I think it's John chapter 3 and verses 31 that says, he that is from above is above all, and he that is from the earth is earthly. And he that is from above. Yeah, I think John chapter 3 and verse 31. Say, he that is from above, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth speaks earthly things. And he who comes from heaven is above. Two times you see it in that scripture. He who comes from above is above. Where are you from? Above. Because 1 John chapter 5 verse 17 says that this is the confidence with which we will approach the throne of judgment. He said, for as he is in heaven, so are we. Who is he in heaven? He is Lord and Christ over everything. And we are as he is. That means you are above. You are above the circumstances of earth. You are above the poverty on earth. You are above the afflictions, the persecutions. You are above every challenge that this life has to offer. Even if you may be going through it, you are above. Somebody say, I am above. Say, I am above all. Number two, the experience and manifestation of our heritage. The experience and manifestation of our heritage. The experience and manifestation of our heritage will happen based on the system of partnership. Will happen based on the system of partnership. The experience and manifestation of our heritage will happen based on the system of partnership. What is our heritage? Victory and dominion. What is our heritage? Favor, abundance, longevity, wisdom. Every good and perfect gift that he has to offer us. Bible says, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All of these are our heritage. Heritage means it's your right. You are an heir to enjoy these things. But how will it manifest in your life? It will manifest through the system of partnership. When we say partnership, we are talking about your communion with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The word fellowship here is the word koinonia. It means communion. It means intimacy. It means fellowship. It means partnership. You and the Spirit of God coming together to form an alliance. You and the Spirit of God coming together to form an irresistible force. For me, my definition of world power, as far as this life is concerned, is a man in union with the Holy Ghost. It's not America. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not North Korea. North Korea is not even strong. Forget all those things that they are showcasing. Anybody that goes to war with them, now you will see, they are not strong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The soldiers that they sent to fight for Russia against Ukraine, what happened to the soldiers? They all perished. They perished. Yeah, because of the kind of regime. Poverty in North Korea. Well, let me leave. I'm not a politician. Amen. But I'm just saying, world power in my definition is a believer in union. In union. Think about it. You and power himself becoming one. He's called the Spirit of Wisdom. Think of you and the Spirit of Wisdom becoming one. Will you be foolish? So the next time somebody calls you foolish, you know how to reply them. You don't even need to fight them. You will smile and speak from a level of consciousness and settlement. I'm sorry, I'm not foolish. The Bible calls him the only wise God. And now you and him have become one. The Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Meaning that you and the Holy Ghost have become one. Your spirit and the spirit of God is one. You can't separate between your spirit and the Holy Ghost. That's why sometimes when God speaks to you, it looks as if it's you that is thinking the question and thinking the answer, isn't it? And sometimes some of you say something. It's because God is speaking from within you, because you and God have become one. You and God cannot be one and you live a defeated life. No, sir. Some of you, once there is a financial situation around your life, you start seeing your period. It's the truth. Some of you, once you just know, oh, there's something I need to get you, your face will just change. You, once they mention money, some people, and you say you are above all. How? Did the Bible not say, my God shall supply? If your bank account is empty, you have a heavenly bank account that you can spend from, that doesn't run dry. So the only way you will see the experience and the manifestation of all that God has for you in Christ Jesus is when you come into partnership. You and the Holy Ghost must become one. You and the Holy Ghost must partner together in everything that you do. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 17. Put it up for us quickly. Romans 8, 14 to 17. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you did not receive the spirit of bondage. You did not receive, keep the scripture. You did not receive the spirit of bondage. Anything that makes you afraid threatens you with bondage. Anything that threatens to limit your potentials, or anything that looks like a limitational force around your life, is not of the Spirit of God. Please keep the scripture. You did not receive the spirit of bondage to fear. The next time they tell you your rent is due and you need to pay, and then you become sad because you don't know where money is coming from. You are operating by a spirit of bondage. Right? But you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba Father. Technical people. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Let's continue. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Let's read this part of the verse at the count of three. One, two, go. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be what? Glorify. How? Together. That's why God will not leave you in that mess. That's why that suffering you are going through is not the end. Because if you suffer with him, you will be what? Glorified together. In fact, the Bible calls him the Spirit of Glory in 1 Peter chapter 4. He said, when you suffer justly because of the sake of Jesus, know that the Spirit of Glory rests upon you. Number 3. I think it's Revelation 22 verse 17 that says, the Spirit and the Bride says, come. So it's in partnership. That's how you see the experience and the manifestation of our heritage. Number 3. We must never accept a life of defeat. We must never accept a life of defeat, regardless of our physical situation. We must never accept a life of defeat, regardless of our physical situation. Never you accept a life of defeat. Never you accept a life of defeat. Your physical situation is temporal. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, for we look not at the things which are seen. Seen is S-E-E-N. The things that you can see are temporal. They are subject to change. They can change. You can be broke today and rich tomorrow. I'm telling you the truth. Ask Joseph. You can be poor today and wealthy tomorrow. You can be at the bottom of the class today and God can shoot you up. I remember the story I was told of a young man years ago in his department. He was doing well. And then they wrote a continuous assessment. And he scored 7 over 30. Somebody say glory to God. That's how you greet every bad news in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You greet it with thanksgiving. And it's because of what I'm about to show you. They insulted him. You know, lecturers in Nigeria say you have started playing. Your parents sent you to school. You are wasting their money. You have joined people who are not serious and all of that. Even his friends, because he has always dominated them. Some of them became happy. At least we pass them all. You know, there are people in class that when they are going to check for score, they will not check their own because they know where they are placed. They know their placement already. They will check other people's own and they are tail bearers. So he was not moved. They wrote exam. Exam scores came out 67 over 70. 67 plus 7, 74. A is 70. What did he get? And of course, all those people that say you have wasted your parents' school fees. May God silence your critics. According to that order, by the results God will manifest in your life, may God silence your critics. In the name of... Never you accept defeat, because situations are temporal. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors. We are more. We are more. The child of a king is a child of a king. Even if he's broke, even if he needs your help, he will ask for help, but he will ask for it honorably. Because in fact, that you are helping him means he has helped you already. Why? Because when he gets back to his palace, he just needs to say, this person helped me. And that's your case is settled. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You may be down, but you are not out. Why? Because your place is above. Are you hearing me at all? That is the confidence with which you walk through life. Listen, what I'm sharing with you is my mindset too. When I started ministry, I didn't have people to encourage me. I didn't have people who will encourage me and say, Jonathan, just continue. The Lord, not lie. At many points in my life, it was by scripture and by the hand of God. That scripture that said David encouraged himself is experimental. And at this point in my life, I don't need encouragement to do anything. I just need to know what I need to do. That's the end. Because I know what is written in scripture concerning me. I know the DNA. I know what flows through my vein. It's not blood. It's not blood. It's life. That's why they can draw my blood when I'm sick and they didn't see malaria. It's not blood. Programming your way to victory. Let's continue. It depends on the kind of life you want to live. This is the night where you will choose the kind of life that you will live. Whether it's the qualitative God life given to you in Christ Jesus, or you can still just go by with anything that comes your way. I hear people say all things being equal. If all things will ever be equal, there will be nothing like favor. And that's why you and I can boast. So favor and all things being equal, which one do you prefer? That's why all things cannot be equal. Because when men say there is a casting down, you shall say, is that equal? Are you blessed? Psalms 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. This is let the redeemed of the Lord call their senator uncle. Send text message and say I'm broke. No. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. 34 verse 19. Remember I said we must never accept a life of defeat regardless of our physical situation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, somebody say, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his. All things are working together for your good. I said all things are working together for your good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, we must understand the basis of our sonship. We must understand the basis of our sonship to live a victorious life on earth. We must understand the basis of our sonship to live a victorious life on earth. We must understand the basis of our sonship. Romans 8:17 says, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We must understand the basis of our sonship. Look at this. What does it mean to be a son of God? It means to be an heir of God. Do you know who an heir is? Huh? Those of you that know English, what does it mean to be an heir? You are the successor, isn't it? Now the Bible says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. All that God has belongs to us. In fact, it was made available because of us. That's the basis of your sonship. That you were created in his image to represent him on earth. To mirror the government of his kingdom. He is in charge in heaven so you can be in charge on earth. Son of God means you are the very express image of God. You are the replica image of Jesus Christ. You are the body of Christ. When people see you, they have seen the hand of Christ, the legs of Christ, the head of Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We must understand the basis of our sonship to live a victorious life. In fact, when walking in the anointing, you must walk from the perspective of a son. Otherwise, you will keep crying to God for anointing as a servant. But when you know you are a son and it belongs to you, you will place a demand for it. So how do you program your life to enjoy consistent victories? Now the word program or program, look at it in context of a computer. Look at the word program in context of how a computer functions. It's a set of instructions written in a programming language that tells a computer how to perform a task. So when you say programming, according to computer terminologies, you are simply saying you are able to instruct, maybe through some softwares, instruct a computer on how to carry out some task, on how to do certain things. Even the operating software or the operating system of a computer is a software. That is programming. So when you say programming your way, it means bringing all the parastatals, bringing all the necessary parameters together that will make for you experiencing victory. If you are programming your tomorrow, you are simply putting down everything that you want to do tomorrow. So you have a schedule list of program for tomorrow. So when you are programming your life or programming your way for victory, you are simply bringing together all the forces, physically or spiritually, necessary for you to live a consistent, victorious life. Do you understand that? And that's because you are a son of God. How do you program your life to enjoy consistent victories? Look at this scripture, Philemon chapter 1 verse 14. Powerful scripture. Philemon 1 verse 14. Philemon. When last did you look at the book of Philemon? He said, but without your consent, I wanted to do. Look at it now. Without your consent, I would have done. This is God talking. That means in as much as I want you to live a victorious life, a life of dominion, a life of fulfillment, a life that shows that you are a son and a daughter of the highest king in the universe. In as much as it's my desire to live, for you to live life in abundance, he said, without your consent, I wanted to do nothing. You see why there is a partnership between you and God. For you to see what he has planned concerning you to manifest. He said that your good deed might not be by compulsion. God will not force his way into your life. As much as he wants a good life desperately for you, he can't force it. It is you that will beckon on him to come. When I share with you and you understand the principles by which you can live a victorious life, by which you can program your life for victory. That's why he says that are evil under the sun. He said, I saw servants riding on horses and sons trekking. Have you ever seen people going through a lot in their life? Especially when these guys love God, they are serving God. You know, there are some people's condition that you will even beg God in your heart and say, God, leave my own attempt to them. Isn't it? Sometimes maybe we need to ask God why. Is it that God is blind? Why will a believer live this kind of beggarly life? No. Maybe there is a problem with programming. That individual does not know how to bring God and all he has to offer into his life. Remember, it's by the system of partnership. 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 And it's something we need to learn. So how do you program your life to enjoy consistent victories? Number one, renew your mind. Renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? Through the ministry of the word. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He says, but now I commend you to the word of God, or to the word of his grace, that is able to build you up. 20:32. That is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. That is able to build you up to God and to the word of his grace. That is able to build. So the word of God is what will build you up and then give you that which has been laid up for you as your inheritance. Build you up means renew your mind. Listen, when we say renew your mind, we mean first of all that you know who you are. Your mind is renewed when you know who you are. And you live in the consciousness of that knowledge. Not just aware of who you are. No. And then when there's a problem, like reflex action, you just respond like an unbeliever. No. You respond in the consciousness of the knowledge of who you are. Your identity. You see, even when a cockroach flies across your room and you want to shout Jesus, if your mind is renewed, there's a way you shout that Jesus. Are you hearing me? So to renew your mind means, first of all, that you know who you are. That means you discover your identity in Christ. And it is written all over the world. It says, I've said, ye are gods and children of the Most High. So when the Bible calls you a son of God, it means you have been upgraded to a status of a God. A God is immortal, is superhuman. That means arrows that kill mortal men cannot kill you. That's why a gun shot at you should not cock. Why? Because you are a God. But the next time they punch you gun, you are shaking. It says, I've said that you are God and children of the Most High. I say, but you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. Why? Because they know not, neither do they understand. Many of us, the way we respond in crisis shows the knowledge you are conscious about. And I want to add, the number of times you have to go and meet pastor for prayers shows the level of renewing of your mind that has happened. Just imagine if, okay, that time I was sick, I should have sent a text to Apostle Selman now, or Papa Shokonya, say I'm dying, help. Nah, lie. I don't do that. I'm not that kind of a son. I've grown. I'm maturing. I can handle it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know who you are. Your identity. Discover it. In this world where many people are living what they are not. Some of you, your identity now currently is what is the impression of other people's opinion on you. Is other people's gossip about you that you are now believing that is who you are. Some of you is the nickname that they called you from small. That's why even to today, some of those, your brothers and sisters or cousins, when they see you, they will call you that name. They don't know levels have changed. Both in the spirit and in the physical. Discover who you are. That's what it means to renew your mind. To renew your mind also means to discover God's promises for your life. God's promises for your life. You need to know what is written concerning you. You need to know all that God has prepared concerning you. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 says, the promises of God are yea and in him, amen. And it is by those promises you can live a qualitative and abundant life of victory. Job 23 verse 12. Please help me quickly, guys. I want to speed up because of time. Job 23 verse 12. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So you will go and discover what is written in the word. And treasure it more than anything around you. Arm yourself with the promises of God's word as written in scripture. Also open your heart to teaching, to the teaching of God's word. So for the first one, you are the one that will discover it by studying and by reading. That's the promises of God concerning you in his word. But then you can also open your heart to the teaching of God's word. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 says, I will send you pastors after my heart that they would feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's why it's good that you come here every week as you are being taught, imagine what you have heard just from when I started till now. Imagine what you have heard. Imagine what is already doing to your mind. Expose yourself to the teaching of God's word. You can only grow by the amount of the word of God that you have per time. Strategic mentorship through the word for growth. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 to 21. He said that the Lord will give you the water of affliction and the bread of adversity, but your eyes will not be taken from your teacher. Your teachers will not be removed from your sight. He said, but your eyes will see your teachers. Verse 21 says, and your ears shall hear a voice behind you that says, this is the way, walk in it, so that you don't turn to the left or the right. God will send you teachers. Do you know that the answer to the cry of an individual can be God sending a man? The answer to the cry of the poverty of a land, God can send them a man, a teaching priest. And he begins to show them who they are in the word of God. And all of a sudden, they are no longer ready to live a beggarly life because they have discovered their identity. With all sincerity and with all due respect, I believe that God sent me as an answer to this land. Just give your ears to my teachings for 6 months. Something will shift in your mentality. You will live in, you will be in Maiduguri, but you'll not live like you are in Maiduguri. Is it not showing in us as a ministry? But you know our deception is somebody should come and prophesy you. No. Listen, even if you prophesy a poor man into millions, because of his poor mindset, he's going right back. He will backslide. You know backslide? He's going right back. The first way to program your life for victory is to renew your mind. Change your thinking. And it happens by the ministry of the word of God. That's why God may not give you any miracle for 2-3 months. He's just feeding you with the word. Every time you cry, he will show you a link on YouTube. Watch this message. Read this scripture. What is God doing? Let the miracle just fall now. No, don't worry. He's giving you the visa to keep the miracle. There's something. This is what has happened to me. That's why no matter how long I live in Maiduguri, from here, I can have, the Bible says your sons shall come from afar. Isaiah 60. And your daughters shall be nursed at my side. That's the reason why 70% of my blessing comes from people far from me. Why? Because I saw it in scripture. Your sons shall come. You are looking for your neighbor here to help you. You and your neighbor are drinking the same water. And they are the ones that will help you. No, sir. Renew your mind. Some of you are looking to the wrong people for help. Don't you know God can raise strangers to help you? Strangers shall stand and feed your flock. They don't need to know you from anywhere. They just need to come because they are sent. Somebody can call you and say, yeah, I heard you're a musician. I even watched when you sang in So-So Ministry. What's your album project like? Can we discuss it? That's when you now realize, oh, I've not even done my homework. I don't know how much it will cost me. Some of you are not even ready for your miracle. You don't even have the budget of your business that you want to start, but you are just believing it for capital. You are not prepared yet. You heard the testimony of that sister 2 Sundays ago. Somebody from, by one prophetic word, somebody from the United States who she has not been in contact with for a while. Because it's written in scripture. But you can't know it except your mind is renewed. Tell your neighbor, renew your mind. Listen, invest in the word of God. God cannot make any man into greatness outside of it. One day, everything you know will become your manifestation. The question is, how much do you know? I went to see Papa Selma one time, and as I was entering the parlor, I saw a frame somewhere. Huge frame. And I saw a scripture. It was written there. And it's a scripture he always mentions most times in Genesis, where he said, kings shall come from you. Those of you who follow him very well. Genesis 17. It was written there. I say, no wonder. And today, that's what it is. Invest in the word of God. This mediocrity that we are trading up and down in the body of Christ, you will not go anywhere. Invest, go back to the book and give your ear to teachers to teach you. It's just a matter of time. Invest in the word. Number two, maintain a daily attitude of meditating and confessing the word. Maintain a daily attitude of meditating and confessing the word. Daily. A daily attitude. A daily attitude of confessing, of meditating and confessing. Meditating and confessing. Meditating. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Day and night. Keep thinking about that scripture until light break forth. Until the understanding behind it catches up with your mind. Until you see the revelation behind it. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock. Meditate on it until you grasp its meaning. You shall drink the milk of Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. Meditate on it until you catch it. Kings shall be your foster fathers. That's why I am who I am. Is these scriptures. And it's, I didn't know it to, do you know when I was preparing this scripture, 75%, this teaching, 75% of the scriptures, I didn't look at the Bible, I was just writing it. There's no need now. It's something that is off head and off heart. You just write it there. It's springing from inside of me. It's been my meditation for years. It was my meditation when I was living in a room with four other boys. Till I move from there to where I am today. It was my meditation. Psalms 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he shall meditate in it day and night. Some of you meditate on gossips about you. Half the time you spend doing that, if you can invest it in the word. I shall be the head and not the tail. He said you shall be above only and not beneath. You shall lend to many nations, you shall not borrow. Do you know what it means? Forget about how much your shoe costs now. You shall lend to many nations, you shall not borrow. And that's the reason why from the beginning of this ministry till now, we have not borrowed to do anything. I have friends who are managing banks. It's easy to call them and say, I need a loan. But to fiakwa. Not for project, not for program, no need. Because he say you shall lend to many nations, you shall not borrow. And me, as you see me, at the last I can remember that I borrowed is maybe 5 or so years ago for anything in my life. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. Confess it every day. Confess it to yourself. Confess it every day. Do you know that when you speak God's word, you are releasing a living force? Because the Bible says in John 6:63 that the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. The word of God is not English language. When you are speaking the word of God, you are releasing spirit. So every time you quote the word of God, you are releasing spiritual beings into the atmosphere. Just like every time you make negative confessions, you are releasing demons. You are releasing them from the chains that they were kept in the gates of hell to come and attack you. How much can you do that in releasing the word of God, confessing it every day? The I am confession that we have, they were coined from scriptures. For instance, I am daily loaded with benefit. It came from Psalm 68 verse 19. Who daily loads us with benefit? Is scriptures that we coin together to make I am confession. If you don't even know the scriptures, can you start from the I am confession? Speak it every day. Speak it every day. Kings shall become your foster fathers. Listen, there are people God has blessed me with. Age-wise, they are older than me. Anointing-wise, they are even more than me. They senior me in so everything. But he said, kings shall become your foster fathers. Their resources are at my beck and call. Imagine when people that are above you call you daddy. It's scripture. It's not because I'm a pastor. It's scripture. release a living force. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void. It shall not return void. The word of God never returns void. When you speak the word of God, it must manifest. Whether today or tomorrow or next year, it must manifest. Just give it time. It must happen. So keep speaking it. Numbers 14:28. It says, as I hear you so say in my ears, so shall I do. Mark 11:23. You shall have whatsoever you say. Not whatsoever you think. Whatsoever you say. Let the weak say, I am strong. In malaria, say it to yourself, I am strong. That's what I do. That's what I did when I was sick that time. I kept quoting scriptures. Yes, I allowed the doctors to do their thing, but I was supporting it with scriptures. When they leave me and I'm alone in the night, I start playing scriptures. I play my message and listen to the word of God preached by the man of God again. Because the formula to a victorious life is not many. It's not complicated. It's this. Number three. Engaging the place of prayer and intercession. Engaging the place of prayer and intercession. You want to program your life for victory. Number one, renew your mind. That's the first step to programming your life for victory. Number two, meditate and confess the word of God. Number three, engage the place of prayer and intercession. Listen to me. When you are confessing the word, you are walking the word. But when you are praying the word, you are enforcing the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can never be victorious in experience outside of the place of prayer and intercession. There are things you need to enforce. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are things you need to invoke. Prayer is God's law enforcement agency. What is written can only manifest when you channel it in the place of prayer. There are things that if you don't pray over your life, wallahi, keep confessing till tomorrow, you will not see it all. It will be waiting in your tomorrow, but you will never arrive there. You need to force it by prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. What does it mean to faint? It means to live a beggarly life. To live a life of poverty, of misery, spiritual weakness. You don't want to faint? Then you must pray. 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 Hear me? Spiritual warfare is engaged with the assurance of victory in the place of prayer and intercession. That means you know that you can win that battle when you have submitted in prayers. In fact, there's nothing like spiritual warfare if you don't pray. The devil can continue massaging your body with malaria, with stroke, with low BP, high BP. You just testing, experimenting with your body. All kinds of sickness. There are some people in the whole year, they have had like 10 diagnoses. You see a young man who is below 30, has low blood pressure, has high blood. What's wrong with you? Sir, it's warfare. And it happens by prayer. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Everything. Pray about everything. I'm telling you, even if it's food you want to eat, bless it. Have you not seen people die of food poisoning? Not the one they put, oh, I mean the food, the combination of the food. I know a pastor, we did fasting and prayer together. He ministered powerfully, was one of the people who ministered that first day. Finished ministering, went home to break his fast. At police station, bought watermelon to go home. Sir, you remember what I'm talking about? Ate watermelon and that's the end. This guy fell sick. The sickness, we thought it was going to be one day. A time came where we had to pray as a church. It was the mercy of God that watermelon. And guess what? He just got married. Pray. Musicians, pray. Pray. I'm telling you, pray. The reward of your ministry, it won't come from this town, no. They know they give for you. You will need to pray yourself to a dimension of favor that can call men from beyond the borders of your nation. It's only when we get to heaven and we gather that God will show you on the screen the kind of prayers that, oh God. Even my children, when they start coming, they have a heritage, I'm telling you. And I'm still praying to you today. There are times in my life I've taken scriptures and prayed them 12 hours every day for 3 days stretch. I know seasons in my life of 50 days prayer, 4 months of prayer. I'm talking about from as far back as 2011, 12, 13. It's not today. Oh. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, it's not today, sir. I may be young in age, but I didn't start my Christianity today. My brother is here. There are scriptures on the anointing. You know the way they use cement to plaster a building? I've used it to plaster my life. That's why anytime I stand, I will always be anointed. Whether I'm waking up from sleep or I finish praying. I've used to, by prayer, I discovered that you can send prayers to your future. You can deposit, we are talking about programming your life. You can program your future. You can invest some forces in tomorrow with prayers. The devil is coming to attack you next year on your birthday. You can send some forces, some angels to wait for him there. When he reached there and see their faces, he will turn back. Before Jesus went to the cross, what did he do? He prayed. That's why Jesus prayed so much in the garden that when he rose up, power was all over him. When they came to arrest him, the people who came fell down. They said, "He said, whom seek you?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said, "I am he." Power took them to the ground. It was Jesus that submitted himself. In fact, because of that prayer, when they took him to the house of the high priest, the Bible says they sought for false accusation against him, but their testimonies could not agree. Why? With prayers, he had disorganized them. Even on the cross, if he was the one that said, into your hands, I commit my spirit. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer. Especially when you know you are going to be the first from your family to rise. My brother, stop dating any lady. Go and pray first. Go and pray first. Go and pray first. Go and pray first. Pray until heaven tears open over your head. I have prayed. Listen, and I'm telling you, with all humility, I can't do charm. I can't do magic. There are seasons of my life I've prayed. When I started praying, I saw the sun beginning to rise from the window. When I finished praying, it was darkness. You know what that means? It means I pray from sunrise to sundown. There are days I will lock myself, no appointment, no nothing, in the room, no sun. I've been in seasons of prayer over my life that angels will walk into my room. Beings, how do you think all these things happen here? It's not normal. Pray. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Paul told Timothy, he said, the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, it will remain prophecies if you don't pray it, if you don't enforce it. Learn to enforce victory over your life. Enforce victory over your children. Enforce victory over their career. Otherwise, your daughter will travel to Malaysia. And when she gets there, the same demon that stopped her from traveling will go there and lock Malaysia for her. I know somebody who was here. Nothing was working. Traveled to a European country. But could not secure a very good job. Up and down, schooling. Later lost the admission. And before you know, war broke out in the country and the person had to return back. You think that is normal? You think it's a passport that gives you breakthrough? No, sir. Pray. If things are not going well, pray. You don't understand what is going on, pray. In your prayer, at least revelation will come. Pray yourself into abundance. Yes, there are other practical things to do, but support it with prayers. Because there are spirits in hell that are called devourers, that are called wasters. You have done everything that you need to do naturally, no problem. When the waster comes on your life, ha, ya, ya. You will invest in crypto, boom, forex, boom. You'll buy corn and store. They will crash the prices of goods. Six investment, everything. Vroom. Why? Because it takes prayer to extinguish some forces. Pray. 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 There are some of you, with all due respect, it's difficult for you to live here. You know why? I prayed you here. It's me that's telling you, with all due respect. You just tried. Not only did I pray you, I prayed and kept you. Jesus said, all you have committed into my hands, I have kept in your name. So I know that you keep my prayers. 2 Timothy 1:14, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Ghost. So when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm keeping you. That's why you travel anywhere, you are missing us, you come back. Are you hearing me? It's not only witches that can keep Thai people and put in calabash. Prayers. You keep some helpers in your life by what? Prayers. If not, the devil will show them in their dream. The devil will show them a dream and you see you pursuing them with matchet. And the person wants to give you 500,000 to marry. Say, hey, who is this person? That's how they are not calling you. Have you just seen those kind of people in your life? All of a sudden, they stop calling you. You are not hearing from them till today. Sir, go back to prayers. There's one knot you didn't tie. Young ladies, pray. Oh. The demons now, they are not like when our mothers were. The demons now. There are demons fighting marital settlement. With all your beauties, pray. And while you are praying for marital settlement, pray for the children. Because if you cross marital settlement, the one with fibroid is waiting. Pray. You are sure of victory when you pray. That's why it is in the place of prayer confidence comes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will pray to a point where it's as if they intoxicated you with something. And you are looking for that demon to strike and slay. It is with that faith that you can overcome. When he say, and this is the victory of them that overcomes, even our faith, is the faith you generated by prayer. By prayer. When they placed a law that nobody should worship any god except the king for 30 days, what did Daniel do? He prayed. 3 times. There are seasons in your life where you have to pray round the clock. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And God showed up for Daniel. How do you throw a man before lions and they don't eat him? They even lie down and say sleep on top of us. Then when they remove him and the people that were against him, before they got to the bottom of the cave, the lions jumped and caught them and slew. It was that prayer he was praying. If not, Daniel would have died in that place. And if Daniel had died there, the next king of Babylon, which was the 4th king of Babylon, Cyrus, wouldn't have met Daniel to hear of the prophecy of Jeremiah about Israel, that they would stay for 70 years in captivity and return back. Because if you read the last chapter of 2 Chronicles, in the last verses, it was Cyrus, the 4th king, that said, I, Cyrus, issue a decree that all those who are of the house of Judah should return back and build their city. If Daniel had died in that lion's den, Cyrus would not have had that prophecy. The 70 years would have become 100 years. The reason why the prophecies over your family is still hanging is because there's no intercessor. Nobody to stand. Nobody to stand for 50 days, 100 days. Until God moves. Now you want to travel abroad. You have not checked to see that nobody in your immediate family has traveled. You will be the first. And you want to go and do passport. Pray. If not, instead of Adams, they will see Ada. Say, yeah, arrest him, keep him here. When your flight has gone. I heard the story of Apostle Michael Oropo, God's servant. He said it with his mouth. God opened the door for him to preach in South Africa. Is that not good news? Good news. He flew to Lagos Airport. When he got there, he couldn't travel. He had problems with his visa. The Apostle Michael Oropo, you know. He stood there and the plane left him. Meanwhile, on that plane was Apostle Selman, David Obueli. All of us are men of God going to preach the same conference, isn't it? But some have fought their battles by prayer. He said, a great effectual door is open unto me, but there are what? Many adversaries. You don't speak English at that time. That's when you conjure up your strength. Many of you don't know the weapons of your victory. It's when you begin to pray. That's when thunder can be released. When you begin to pray, that's when fire can be released. When you begin to pray, that's when God can arise on your behalf. So flight left him. Meanwhile, Apostle Simon booked a hotel for him and kept his private jet that brought him. He said, he will take you back. It's not about hotel and private jet. It's about South Africa. I can't go. He went back and fought his battles. The next year, he was going for that ministration. This time around, they gave him the visa, e-visa from Nigeria. He landed South Africa, 4 a.m. in the morning. They said, this is your visa, is e-visa. We can't confirm that you are allowed to enter. They kept him from 4 a.m. till 9 a.m. You are in the land of your breakthrough, but you can't break through. Brothers and sisters, I don't mean to scare you. I'm just showing you the forces that make for victory in life. Nobody just arises. Nobody just rises from nowhere. No, sir. No, sir. Prayers. Prayers. God, that's how the devil fought him in that. Finally, they called this one, called that one, used connection and everything. He went to preach. When he went, the fire of God fell that first day. The devil struck again. They had to move, change the venue of the meeting the next day. There are some things that happen around you. It's not really you. Somebody entered your space with a battle that has not been fought. That's why if you want to help somebody, help prayerfully. You say you want to give them money for business and they have not raised an altar, that money will sink. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The ancestors, the demons... There are people I've had to help before I even gave them the money. They don't know that I took days praying for them. You want to help somebody, but you are fighting battle. Pray. 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 That's how destiny opens up. That's how you enforce all God has said concerning you. I shall be the head and not the tail. But why am I at the tail? Then you begin to pray. You begin to pray. You begin to... That's when angels are released. That's when God begins to release angels. You begin to pray. 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 Daniel prayed so much that God sent an archangel. Pray, sir. Just because your father is a pastor doesn't mean it will work out like that. No, sir. Demons don't know that one. Pray. Pray. Are you blessed tonight? Finally, before we pray. Number 4. Embrace the place of perseverance and patience. Embrace the place of perseverance and patience. Number 1, I said renew your mind. Number 2, maintain a daily attitude of meditating and confessing the word. Number 3, engage the place of prayer and intercession. Number 4, embrace the place of perseverance and patience. If you want to be victorious in this life, there are times where you have to be patient. There are seasons in your life where you will fight battles and only be able to overcome with patience. There are things that it will take time to process. You need patience to keep holding, to keep holding on. Hebrews 6:12, that we should not be slothful, but follow those who through faith and patience obtain the promises. Faith and patience. There's something called according to the time of life. There's something called and it came to pass. You need staying power. You need patience. Otherwise you will give up before it comes true. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, and we should not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap our reward if we faint not. Patience. 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 Are you ready to pray tonight? When you go back on that point number 4, read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 and James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4. First Peter 5 verse 10, give us that scripture. He said, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Please rise on your feet so we can settle some things tonight. It is raining all over me. I can feel it. The lattering right on Jesus. We need more rain until we are wet and we are soaked with the lattering. Hear me, brothers and sisters. God has provided everything you need to live in victory. For many of us, we are already tasting how it feels in different aspects of our lives. I don't want you to be satisfied with what you have seen. For every good thing you have seen, know that there is a better thing ahead of you. There is much more that God can show you. And then for some of us, your life is almost looking like the opposite of all that God has determined concerning you. I have shown you the keys tonight. I said that we are going to do a part two. But I believe that with these keys tonight, you can push and channel yourself into a favorable part of the will of God concerning you. Please lift your voice and bless the Lord for tonight. Thank Him for what you have heard. Bless Him for opening our eyes. Bless Him for opening our eyes. Bless Him for energizing us with the truth of His word. Thank Him. Onda ramaga baraga sipanaya. Sika banabala. Thank you for your word that has come with grace. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray a few prayer points before I speak over your life and we leave tonight. Please listen to me, brothers and sisters. When I tell you to pray, I tell it to you from a place of experience. I am not sure I'll be where I am today if I didn't pray. If I didn't engage these things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jeremiah chapter 33. Verse 14. Jeremiah 33 verse 14. It says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of your name. And to the house of your name. The days are coming that I will do what? Perform that good things. Can we talk to God in prayers and make sure that day becomes today or tomorrow? Say, oh God, perform the good things you have spoken concerning me, concerning my family, concerning my career, concerning my household. Open your mouth in the next 2 minutes and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I can't hear you 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 pray. Oh God, perform every good thing that concerns me. Perform your promises. Perform every prophetic word unto God who performs all things for me. Come on, pray. Pray. He's the God that performs. Open your mouth and talk to him. Alakaparia talabaraga sotola. Elemo caria talabaracadama. Elema yalabasa talabaya. In Jesus' name we pray. Jeremiah 33 verse 9. You are going to program over your life by prayers what I call the prosperity that intimidates. Look at this scripture. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear, excuse me, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it. No, go back to the scripture. It says that men will hear and tremble and fear because of how God prospers you. That means your village people will hear it and do nothing about it. And that depends on any aspect of your life. You are believing God for increase and advancement. Father, I program over my life by your grace the prosperity that intimidates. The prosperity that will noise abroad that your hand is at work in my life. Open your mouth and pray in 1 minute. They shall hear and tremble. They shall hear and fear. Open your mouth and pray. They shall hear and fear. Ambrakatala grete koprozodo bolokoto ya ba. It shall be noised abroad the things that God will do in your life. It shall be said that the hand of God is upon you. Men will see and testify. Men will see and know. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see, that they may see, that they may see. That they may see. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah 20 verse 11. One or two more scriptures. It said, but the Lord, this is warfare now, but the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. He said they will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. This is the kind of scripture you pray against anyone that is against you, whether spirit or human. Open your mouth and turn this scripture. Keep the scripture there. Open your mouth, look at it and turn it to prayer. It said, but the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. Therefore my persecutors, my detractors, my adversaries will stumble and not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed. They shall be greatly ashamed. Are you praying? Anyone that has risen against you, they shall be greatly ashamed. Pray. Arakaba sikotoloba. Shanda la maragada la bahadiata. Imbeleke presto protoko prosoto prono. I can't hear you, Pneumatic. I can't hear you. Pray, 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 pray. Abrata balaze kopoloya. Jesus. Name we pray. Say after me in the name of Jesus. I counter every counter attack. Every offensive launched against my life, whether now or in the future. Every counter attack against my assignment, against my family, against my career. Some of you, there are attacks of stagnation against your career. Say, I launch a counter attack against the counter attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Pray for 1 minute before we break camp tonight. Pray before I speak over your life. Release a counter attack by the hand of the Lord, by the forces of victory, by the ministry of warfaring angels. He said, the Lord has given me the neck of my enemies. Launch a counter-attack. Everything that has risen against you, now or in the future, launch a counter-attack against it. You shall beat them as fine as dust. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. Victory. Victorious. Yes, you are victorious. Glory be to God who has given you victory in Jesus. The Bible says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory. That's why we sang that song. You are victorious at all times, in every place, and by all means. I want to speak over your life, but hear me. I'm seeing something in the spirit. There's somebody here, I don't know if this is your family, but I'm seeing a paper, a document, and something is to be decided. It's like it has been for long, and something needs to be decided for your family. And when that decision is made, it's supposed to bring good. God said, the decision has been made in your favor. I don't know whether it is a court document or a will or whatever. By the power of the Holy Ghost, the decision is made in your favor. Help them under the anointing there. It is made in your favor. For another person, God said I should prophesy. Shame is coming on your detractors. Detractors are those that rise against you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is bringing shame and mutual confusion upon them. He said, I will overturn, and it shall be no war until he whose right it is, and I will give it to him. Anything that is yours that is being contested by enemies, by forces of darkness, I declare that there is an overturning tonight. Let there be an overturning tonight. Let there be an overturning in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. I program victory over your life. Over your finances. Over your family. I'm ministering now by the Spirit. Let every demonic cycle that has trailed the destinies of men around you, every demonic cycle that has been replayed in your life again and again, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pattern at work in your life, it comes to an end right now. I release over your life the forces of victory. I release warfaring angels on your behalf. Let them begin to do battle in your favor. And every force from hell that has risen against you, may God crush them one by one this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that you are the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. I prophesy testimonies of things you are not even looking for. They begin to look for you from today. May God show your family his goodness in this season. I declare that your horn is exalted. I declare that authority is increased in your life from today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The power of the Lord is upon you. Go forth and do exploits. Go forth and do great things for the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout amen 3 times. Would you clap your hands and give the Lord a big, big hand of praise? Hallelujah. Have you been blessed tonight? Please wave your hands and give the Lord all the glory. Thank you for what you have done in our lives. Thank you for the word that has come forth with grace and with power. We know that our lives are never the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, everybody, remain standing. You are here and you want to surrender to Jesus. You want him to be Lord and Savior of your life. You want to have a qualitative relationship with the Lord. Or you want to rededicate your life to him afresh. Please repeat these words after me, where you are standing. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive you into my heart. And I proclaim you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me from my sins to a life of victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please, if you made that prayer with me, can you wave your right hand? Let me see you wherever you are in the congregation or online. God bless you. I see one hand there. I see another hand. Wonderful. Please pick your bags and your Bibles and step forward for me to pray and seal this salvation that you have received. Let's give them a big God bless you till they come. Let's keep clapping. They are saying yes to a life of victory. They are saying yes to a life of freedom. To a life of liberty. to a life where they become overcomers. Please keep clapping for them as they come. If they are standing around you, please send them forward. Jesus has saved you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stretch your hands towards them. Father, please lift up your right hand. Something has changed in your life today. Lord, by the authority of your word, we declare that their sins are forgiven. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses them from sins. They will go forth to serve you in victory all the days of their lives. Father, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Let your power rest upon them. Make them a sign and a wonder. Vessels in your hand. Let the power of sin be broken. Let the power of witchcraft be broken. Ancestral patterns be broken over their lives. Grace to live for you be released upon them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Please put down your hand. This is the best decision you have made. Forget about what has happened in your past. God has begun a new thing with you. And God is going to give you speed. I want you to know the Lord and know Him sincerely. And I want you to walk with God and experience this life of victory. Please, I would like you to do two things for me. Number one, make sure you return back next Sunday so you can hear this word that will build you up and receive the Spirit of God that will make your life a blessing to your world. And make sure you come with somebody to hear what you have heard and experience what you have experienced. Number two, please, if you turn to your left right now, you'll find one of our counselors waving her hands. Walk in a single file towards her. Our counselors will have a word with you and pray with you. Let's clap for them as they go.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.